Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Smoke in Wyoming coming from 91 wildfires in Canada, 27 out of control. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Wildfire season jump-started this month in Canada, where dozens of out-of-control wildfires are sending thick smoke into Wyoming. Smoke from dozens of wildfires in Alberta, Canada, began drifting into portions of Wyoming on Thursday. According to Cowboy State Daily, millions of acres have already burned in western Canada as a total of 91 wildland fires are reported. 27 considered uncontained or out of control. A hot, dry spring with little rain sparked the blazes, which began a little over a week ago. Nearly 3,000 firefighters from Canada and the U.S. are battling the raging fires, which have caused numerous disruptions to rail service in western Canada, as well as evacuations. Air quality monitors in northwest Wyoming have already been tripping into the orange threat level. In Cody, the AQI nowcast Thursday afternoon was 140, meaning, quote, unhealthy for sensitive groups. A reading of 150 or higher would be enough to elevate the warning to unhealthy, which is where Red Lodge, Montana, as of Thursday afternoon was, with an AQI of 158. Elsewhere in Wyoming, Fishing Bridge in Yellowstone National Park is reporting an AQI of 153, Gillette is at 139, Moran at 125, and Sheridan 119. Wyoming and the rest of the western U.S. is braced for what could be a challenging summer season filled with wildfire activity. The USDA last week announced a $63 million investment for fuel breaks and other wildfire mitigation. City of Gillette calls for a special meeting today. The City of Gillette City Council has called for a special meeting today, Friday, May 19th, beginning at 11:30 a.m. and continuing until business is concluded. The meeting's going to be held in City Council chambers located at City Hall. The purpose of the special meeting is for Council to consider Campbell County's request for public land board funding for the fiscal year 23-24. They will also be considering the public land board request to waive water PIF and meter costs for the amphitheater irrigation system. Council is also expected to discuss the public land board request to amend the August 2022 amphitheater MOU. An executive session is also expected to happen to discuss city real estate. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.